one of the strictest view of all, that of the Shut Binyan Siyam. Binyan Siyam was Rabbi Yaakov Edlinger, the author of the Oro Faner and other Svarim, and the ancestor of Rabbi Freeman. And in his famous tshuva, Siman Kuf Ayin, which is written in the year Tav Resh Yud Beis, Nishalti, I was asked. A particular person was sick, and they tried to heal him. The doctors, they couldn't heal him. He died. There's an additional sick person who has exactly the same illness. In the year Tav Resh Yud Beis, Naltona, Nishalti, I was asked. A particular person was sick, and they tried to heal him. The doctors, they couldn't heal him. He died. There's an additional sick person who has exactly the same illness. And the doctors want to open up the person who died to be able to see what's going on inside, to be able to find a refuah for the other person who's right next to him in the hospital. May they do so or not? This is the question which was posed to Rav Yaakov Edlinger. Tshuva. They asked the same question to other Gedolim. They asked it to Nodav Yehuda, who asked this question. The year Tav Resh Yud Beis is the year 1851-52. And Nodav Yehuda lived, wrote a shiur probably close to 100 years before that. It's an old shaila. Except there was no other sick person right next to him. Rather, they wanted to do the autopsy for general medical research. And the Shoel, the rabbi who asked the question, wanted to permit it on the grounds of Pikuach Nefesh. Pikuach Nefesh. Now, there are sources that you have in front of you, early sources, which address similar issues. One, for example, the earliest source, in B'nai Brak, those who have the